Okay, this is side two. What I was trying to count how many nights, and I think that how many nights I have been here at UCV since I moved up from the Delta, which is, let's see, February, March, I guess it's about 6 weeks. It seems longer than that, but it's about 6 or 7 weeks. And I think Monday night was the first and only night that I have not had a drink. Really? And it's not that I get drunk or anything, because I don't. And sometimes it's just one drink. Many nights it's just one drink. Bill will have me over for one drink, you know. But you have to kind of realize it, you know. And I said, you know, this is ridiculous. Every time I come home, like tonight, you know, I know if I go over and have the ice cream, somebody will pour a drink. It's just the thing to do. And or Jane is always saying, let's stop for a drink. And Betty, too. And Betty and her bloody parties. Every time you turn around, she's having a party. Tomorrow is Jane's birthday. Oh, I have to wrap that. I didn't have anything to give her because, you know, what can you buy? Anything that's in the PX, she's seen it and has it, or, you know. So we just have the PXs, that's all. And so Charmaine had a little pocketbook thing and a little picture frame thing that she had picked up in Thailand. And so I bought it from her, and I'm going to wrap it. I don't even know if I have any wrapping paper. Anyway, I'm going to give her that tomorrow. Tomorrow is her birthday. I think Jane will be 53, but she never, you know, if you just mention age, she gets very upset. But I think she'll be 53 tomorrow. And so Betty, who is just, Betty is crazy. That she really is the kook, Duchess. And she's party, party, party. But tomorrow, it's all full colonels. And we have one light colonel who's on the list for a full colonel, and Major Avery. He's our special services officer. And the rest of them, I think there are about 8 men, and they're all full colonels. Of course, the 2 Bills are going. And they're 2, they're 4 ID colonels. 5? No, yeah, 4. 4 ID colonels. We eat breakfast with these people every day, these colonels. They're very, very nice. And as I say, I'm most fortunate because the 2 chiefs are right here in this building. So, this is tomorrow night. And this is about 7 o'clock. And that means dashing home and getting dressed and dashing out. I'm giving this party with Betty, so I have to remember to check with the bills and all, because I told her, and we have to buy liquor tomorrow. Dear Gussie. Anyway, that's tomorrow night, right? And then we're into the weekend. I don't have anything planned for the weekend that I know of, that I can remember. I know it sounds like a hardship tour, doesn't it? It's different being here at Long Bend, Duchess. It's so different from being out in the field. It's kind of routine to an extent, but I'm most comfortable. I have a nice room. It's, I don't know, 10 by 12 or something, and my own little bath, just the shower and a sink. It's very small, but it's adequate. And the closet isn't everything you would wish for, but my clothes do manage to hang one shape or another. And I haven't fixed it up. I have a refrigerator. I have nothing in it but some drinks, soft drinks, and some oranges that I got from the mess hall. But it's so much better than anything I've ever had since I've been in Vietnam. I mean, I've lived in the dirt and the mud and the filth. I do have some cockroaches, but very few. There are a lot of cockroaches in these buildings. They're all over. And I probably am a little bit more fortunate. I do spray a lot, and you'll find them crawling everywhere and anywhere, in your shoes and in your clothing and, you know, in the sink and on the shower. But I don't have many at all. I'm lucky if I see one or two a night now. And when I first moved in, I killed maybe 30 or 40 a night. It was terrible. But I think I have it under control. So I'm most comfortable. I really am. But I have not put any expense into my room. It's very simple, very plain. Now, Van Atten has done a lot in his room. And, of course, he has the stereo. And Bill Hawk, he's done lots of things with his room. He's put shelving all over, and he has beautiful rugs on the floor, and he has a special chest of drawers made, and he has beautiful curtains and drapes and bedspreads, and he's just gone all out. But, of course, he's only been in country a few months, and he has to stay until the end of October, November. And it makes a difference. I've been moving around a lot, and I don't care. I mean, the men are really a lot more domestic as far as decorating, and it's nice. It gives them something, you know, it's a goal, something to do, because they go crazy here. They just climb the wall with boredom. I have never had this. Listen, what else can I tell you? I'm telling you, I'm just rattling on here, but it gives you an idea of what the routine is. And it's really not bad. Not bad at all. I think I have Jane and Betty a bit puzzled, because they're very suspicious. First of all, Duchess, when we go out to these parties and stuff, it's not that I'm a raving beauty, and it's not that I have a striking personality, or it's nothing like that. It's nothing to my credit. But I think the fact is that I'm a few years younger than Betty or Jane, to say the least. But, and Betty's very heavy, very, almost sloppy looking. And so when we go out to these things, the competition as far as women, it's zilch for the most part. So the men, very often will come over and we'll talk and yak and all this stuff. And the same thing here. I have the two friends, my two Bills over here, and they're very good about including me in something. And so Betty's always popping over for one reason or another. What's going on? You know, like tonight, Bill said to me, "You didn't eat your ice cream the other night." And so Betty said, "Oh, I'm going to come over and join you." You know, they just to get in on the program. And then they're always kidding me. Then there's another man. I went over. Oh, let's see. What the hell did I do this? I did this last Friday night. I got an invitation from Mr. Jeffries. His name is, they call him Jeff. Jeff Jeffries. he's a real big shot with ICC, which is Inventory Control Center over here. Anyway, I had called in a meeting of these people one day, and after that he asked me to have lobster dinner, and he lives in a trailer with another colonel. He's not a colonel, he's a civilian. But anyway, the point is that, okay, that night we had a beautiful lobster dinner, and the other woman who came was Toddy, the gal who lives next door to me. And she cooked a beautiful lobster dinner. And I watched. She did it differently, Duchess. She fried them, but she cut the stomach shell off and then slit the center of the lobster. This is while they're frozen. And she filled them with breadcrumbs and something. I don't know. I forget already. Anyway, they were delicious. So that was a very pleasant evening. And since then, Jeff has picked me up once or twice for lunch, but I can't have him over. It's hard because Bill keeps popping in all the time, and he gets annoyed if I'm not free to pop over to watch a TV show or have a drink. Really, he'll say, "What do you mean? You got a date or what? I thought, you're going to come over." It's just like, God, if you're not on call 24 hours a day. So, it's very, very flattering. Very flattering. And but it's hard because I don't know what to tell these people, And there's so few, there are lots of women on this post in comparison to any place else. Because usually out in the field you have one or two females on the post, that's it. Here there must be a couple hundred women because they have a lot of people that, civilian women, and we have a lot of whacks on this post. And, but still, you have thousands and thousands of men. So you get invited to many things, and I get tired of them. I enjoy coming home, but just looking in, right now on my bed, I have about six newspapers that Bill has brought over. I just haven't had time to read them. Ah, such is life. And this conference that's coming up, Duchess, I probably won't get a chance to make a tape again. Let's say the first, this conference is the 8th and the 9th. We're going to have, this is a big, big thing. And on the night of the 8th, we're having a party, and we're giving the party. Betty, Jane, Beth, Charmaine, and myself, the five of us, are giving the party to the service club directors. And we've invited 170 or 80 people at this point. And most of them are coming. We've got four generals coming. This is to all the military people who have supported us, assisted us, you know, and our friends and all this. And we got a lot of friends. And so, the planning and just the details, you know, down to the glass of waters, to the coffee breaks, to the speakers, and everything. And I'm having charts made and signs made, and it just has been monumental as far as the work involved. But and I'm scared to death. I have to run a panel, minus the supply panel thing, and getting all these people together. And I also got stuck with the other panel that Carol Murphy was supposed to run it, and she didn't, so Jane asked me to take it. Anyway, it's been a lot of work, so it has kept me a bit busy, to say the least. What else? I mailed, Duchess, before I forget, I wrote to the bank. You know when you get halfway through your checks, your checking account checks? I asked them a long time ago to send me a new book, because I only have a couple of checks left. And I cashed a check for $200 today, so I don't need any money. But if you get a chance to stop at the bank, would you ask them to mail me a new book of checks? Maybe they've forgotten, or maybe they still have my old address. I wrote them and told them my new address, but, you know, sometimes the mail doesn't get through. You might check it for me, please. I just tell them to send everything to headquarters, U of E, because that'll be the permanent address, you know. Anyway, I don't want to forget that, because I will run out of checks. And then, I mailed my first payment on my land, my land purchase, right? I mailed them $543.60. That's 10 payments. I'm supposed to pay $50-some a month. But I can't do that very often, because I don't build up that much money in my checking account. Because I spend a lot of money on liquor and things, I don't know. But I would like to pay them as much as I can from my checking account without drawing it on my savings. Unless I pay the whole thing off with one check, and I'd have to get that from the bank. But I'm going to wait and see. I've written and asked them how much it would be. Anyway, so I've done that. And I had your letter a couple days back. I had an Easter card from Don, which was very, very nice. And I did get a letter off to Aunt Rose, I guess a week or so ago. I have not written Mother, and I meant to, Duchess, because I wanted to send her a check for $100, you know. I try to send it every couple of months, and I think I'm behind. And maybe I can do that, although I doubt it. Anyway, I'll try and do that this week. Aunt Rose told me, Duchess, about Mother getting into this senior citizen's home. It's right where we used to live, off of Branchbrook Park by Hella Parkway, very close to where Mother is now. And according to, my mother wrote me a note. I had a note from Mother, and she said that she was supposed to move in April the 1st. And I was going to try and surprise Mother. And the thing is, I don't have but a few $100 in my checking account, Duchess. But I was going to give Mother money to buy new furniture. If I know Mother, she'll scrounge everything secondhand, you know, and I thought she could buy a new bed and maybe something that she needed, some kitchen appliances or drapes or whatever it is, a rug, something to fix up the apartment, because, you know, I think she should be comfortable, and there's no need for her to use secondhand, what have you. She's done it all her life, and I would like to do this, and I know if I approach my mother, it'll be a dead-end street. But anyway, I was going to send money to Aunt Rose. The only thing is, I don't have enough money, because I need the money to pay the land payments, you know, and the live off of myself. But I have the money in the bank. That's no problem. Anyway, what do you think about it? It's a little late, because I didn't get Mother's letter telling me that she was moving in until just a few days before, just, you know, last week. And I'm sure that if I know Mother, she has all this stuff scrounged up at this point. And whether she moved in or not, I don't know. I should go back and read your letters. I remember vaguely, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to answer to something. What else? This tape is running out. Well, my radio broke again. So that's an old thing. And if I saw a real good one, something I like, I'd buy it. But they don't have too much in the PXs over here. Very little. And I don't get to a PX that often. But my friend Bill brought his radio over. He has a very nice radio. And I have been using it for the last 2 weeks. At this rate, I'll never get mine fixed. In fact, he said he was going to get it fixed for me. I must remind him. And he has an FM radio. I don't have FM. So I'm very happy with his little radio. and then this big thing on the night of the 8th of April, Duchess, this party, this buffet thing. I don't have anything to wear that's exceptionally good looking, not really. And so, Charmaine has a friend who lives in Thailand, I think, and I think she's going to try and buy me a pantsuit. Oh, that's something else again, too. I wore one of Charmaine's to a party a couple weeks ago. Oh, I tell you, I'm going to hell with myself, Duchess. Just going to hell. But I feel real fine. I really do. And things happen so quickly. There's so much going on that the time is fleeting by, and this is good. Oh, and I go to Taipei, Duchess, on the 18th of April. I'm going to Taipei. Hurry up and tell me what you want from Taipei. I don't know what's there, but if they have it, I'll buy it. But I go on the 18th of April. I go to Taipei, which, like, is only a couple of weeks off. So hurry up, quick, respond. Don't ask me what they have. I don't know. I haven't the vaguest idea what comes from Taipei. I should pay attention. I don't think too much. Bye-bye, Duchess. Take care.